want to welcome you back to the Enduring Churches podcast. I'm Alan, and I'm here with Trent, and this is the highlight of our week, getting to talk about church and ministry, because we're here to help you and your church endure. And today we want to talk to you a little bit about having a missions mindset and how that will make a difference in the life of your church. So Trent, tell us a little bit more.
Well, I think this is so good, Alan. I'm glad that you put together our notes for today. And, you know, every church, we're called to be on mission for Jesus Christ. And that means a lot of things. We're going to talk to you about Acts 1:8. If you're not familiar with that verse, it tells us that we're supposed to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And sometimes, you know, people get caught up in the whole idea that missions is all someplace in Africa or around the world, but it's all of those things. Your small town that you're in, your state, our nation, and around the world. And Alan, I don't know. I know you guys, your church does a lot of that. And we put together a graphic to show our people, say, hey, we do those things. We do Jerusalem. We do Judea, Samaria. And we put the names of all the things we're involved in that graphic so that they can understand how we're involved. And so,
yeah, I mean, it really began for us, you know, that journey for us began as a really a need, because I felt like we weren't connecting missionally. And so, you know, we need to do more locally, but I wanted to kind of give us a sense of what's possible around the world and give us bigger eyes. And that's in addition to what we do through our convention with supporting our mission boards. We also formed a partnership with a group called Heart for Lebanon. And if you're looking for a ministry partner, I certainly can encourage you to check them out. It's great ministry, and they're doing a great work, working mostly with refugees who have made their way into Lebanon, mostly from Syria, but also Iran, Iraq, and other places in the Middle East. But it is a wonderful ministry, and they're seeing lives changed. And we've taken groups over there. We've been a part of it. And that has certainly influenced even things back on the home side.
I think it does. It helps your local church when you're involved in taking people. I think outside of accepting Jesus as your Savior, going on a mission trip, doing missions, changes someone's life more than anything else. And so we want to talk a little bit about missions, and we get excited about this. Alan and I get pumped about it. So Alan, you had a statement at the beginning of our note there that missions are not an excuse not to not be on mission. So tell me what you mean by that.
Well, I think that one of the things we need to remember is that we can't use missions as, oh, well, we do on this trip, we went on this trip, or we went to Lebanon, so we don't need to think about our own community and the needs in our own community, or you know, the community next to us that needs a church. I know in one of your churches, you guys helped sponsor a church. It wasn't very far from you, really. It was just down the road, but there was a need, and you were involved in that. And so every believer is called to be on mission. We are, you know, we say that's to be missional, but we're all called to be on mission. And mission trips and having a church that's active in missions is not your excuse to not be doing that every day.
And so missions, sometimes it's easy to begin to think, hey, that's just my vacation trip. But our mission is to share the good news, which is that Jesus came to make it possible for us to have a relationship with God the Father. And so he gave his life. And so we want to be able to share that good news, and God gives us opportunities right next door. Please don't forget those people right next door. And then also as we go, it's as we go, right, Alan? It's in different places throughout the world.
Yeah, we want to be involved in, you know, our community. And so, you know, our community still has needs, but there's needs all around the world. And everybody has needs. Everybody needs the gospel. And we want to have a big perspective. You know, our church's mission statement is connecting people to Christ, to our community, and to the world. We want to have both a community and world mindset. And really that covers everything in between. And that's kind of how we do it. You guys do the same thing, Trent. In your church, you're trying to really build that sense of a whole from the small to the big perspective.
And it's important. I think, you know, I've noticed that people, wherever you are, whether it's in a city or a small town, they begin to think that everybody's like them. Everybody thinks like them, eats like them, does it. And so we do need to keep that mission mindset that is a larger picture. Help them to see that there's more than just where they are. And so I mentioned a little bit earlier, Acts 1:8, and God calls us, Jesus calls us to be a witness for him where we are now. And as we go, you know, Judea, Samaria, uttermost parts of the world. And so that's what we're trying to do in our church. I know Alan is doing that. And we have to provide opportunities as a pastor for people to experience that.
But there is an assumption that people are going. I mean, that's kind of when you talk about the Great Commission, the idea is, okay, the imperative is to make disciples, but the understood part is as you're going, that we're going to be on the go, and we're all on the go, even in a year where we've been quarantined and locked up. I've been busier than I've ever been in my life, and I've had new types of relationships with people. And everywhere we go, we are to be involved in the disciple making process. And so, you know, if that's not, something that we're cultivating on a weekly basis in our churches, we're missing the point of what missions is all about, really, is that we're trying to cultivate an idea that wherever I'm at, whatever day of the week it is, you know, that I am on mission for God.
And this summer, I think that because of the COVID thing, families are going to be going more. And so as you go on your family vacation, turn that into a mission trip. The places that you go, are you willing to talk about Jesus and what he's done for you? Are you willing to talk to that waitress that takes care of you and ask, hey, our family believes in Jesus. We're going to pray. Is there anything we can pray for you about? Simple things like that can be a beginning point in talking about Jesus. There's all kinds of opportunities to do that. And so, Alan, I think that I know that you, your church and our church, we try to present mission opportunities all the time.
Yeah. And I think you guys do that so, so well. In our church, you know, one of the things that we're doing right now is we're working year round on our Operation Christmas Child stuff right now. And we're having so much fun with that. So right now we're in a collection phase for 2 to 4 year olds and just getting stuff for them. We've done groups with the Denver Rescue Mission, though, because of COVID, we've had to curb some of that back. And we continue to look for ways to minister and to reach out for people on an ongoing basis. And, you know, I will say this has made it more challenging to find ways to meet needs, but can you partner with some other groups in your community who already have some of those things going? I was talking to another pastor about their food bank and asking where that's at. And is there anything we can do to help out with that and be a part of that? And so I think it's important to have those conversations too with other groups and other pastors in your churches. So too, you don't step all over each other and you actually find a way to work together.
Yeah. And it's exciting to work together and to learn what other churches are doing. And so the third thing we want to mention there is that find ways to minister in your own community. And just as Alan was saying, you get to know those other churches, other pastors, find out what they're doing. And a couple of keys I would throw in here is, one, take a hard look at the people in your church. I believe that God calls people to churches to help them accomplish the purpose that he has for that church. We had several years ago several ladies who were stylists, did haircuts. And so God gave us the opportunity to provide free haircuts for kids back to school. And then we went to Oklahoma City Homeless Mission, and they did free haircuts for all those guys down on the street. And that was such a great opportunity. But take a hard look at the people that are already in your church and use their gifts and their passions and put them to work.
Yeah, and think about how you can reach out. And sometimes that's really active. Sometimes there's even passive opportunities. You know, more and more churches are trying to find ways to use their space in maybe a more passive way. But, you know, we allow homeschool groups to meet in our church. We've put up a golf course on our property. We've got a volleyball place on our property. We want our community to come and feel at home, so that on Sunday they'll feel at home too. And they'll say, hey, but this church cares about our community and wants to be part of our community. And those are still missional activities. I don't want us to think that it's always out there, you know, pounding pavement and passing out tracts. There's many elements of it and different layers of it, and consider all the layers that are possible. But you want to get the whole family involved in this, right, Trent? This isn't just one person of the family.
Absolutely. I really enjoy, and we just, on our mission trip we just took recently during spring break, we made it into a family mission trip. We encourage families to take their little kids, the whole family, and I will tell you that I was super impressed. And I got, for me as the pastor, I got to know those kids way better. And so they love on me, I love on them. And they did so good serving. And when we asked them to help out, do something, they did great. And I think, you know, you begin to teach those little kids how to be on mission for Jesus, and that just grows as they grow and gives them more opportunities.
Yeah, I think the idea of family mission trips is really cool. We did one of those several years ago to Canada, and that was a blast. We've got one that's going to be going to Belize this summer that was canceled from last summer. So, yeah, those family mission trips can be a huge influence. But, you know, part of a family mission trip, too, can be helping the church plant in the nearby community and going and being as a family and just maybe taking a Sunday and say, you know what, we're going to be your guests and greeters, and we're going to do this for you guys. There are little things you can do that don't take a lot of work or take a lot of planning, but you can be involved in those things and do those things and plan activities where the whole family can get involved. The whole family can go prayer walk a community, little things that you can do to do that. Now, Trent, you guys have been blessed. You've had several missionaries that have come out of your ministry, and that's really exciting. So we can pray regularly as well that God will call missionaries from our churches.
Well, and that prayer is, we pray that. I pray that all the time, and that God would call people out of our church. It's like, but God, I don't want to let go of those people, because they're usually the ones that God calls are the people that are so involved in the ministry of your church. I know we had a family in Colorado that God called, and they went as missionaries to India. And we've interviewed Norm Seeley on our podcast, and he and his wife and their kids, they were that family. And, you know, part of me was torn because Norm and I drove the bus together to pick up all the kids, and I loved having them there. But I also was so excited to see how God used them when he called them, and they're continuing to do pastoral ministry and pastoral training around the world today. And so, yeah, it can be for the entire family, and pray that God would call people out of your ministry. To me, that makes me so excited and bust my buttons proud just to see those people that you've had part of their lives, and that God allowed you to be a small part of their lives and to be able to go on and do great things for him.
Yeah, I love that. That's an important part of our ministry, is to pray that God will call people in your church. You know, the laborers are few, and so we need to pray for the Lord of the harvest to send out workers. Well, you know, I think there's one other thing that is important. You know, every now and then, especially on church mission trips, I've seen that person go who's, I would say, well, they were kind of committed to the church or kind of committed, and something happens to them on a mission trip. And just like when we were kids and we go to camp and you came back, you're all excited, and then you get back home and a couple of weeks later, maybe all that's kind of faded away. It's easy to let what happens on a mission trip fade away. But hopefully what happens through the course of a mission trip is that people fall in love with what they were doing and what God did on that mission trip. And it changes us. And I will tell you that going to Lebanon changed me. Working with Muslim refugees changed me, and it changed my attitude, and it opened my eyes to myself, to some prejudices that I had in my own life. And I had to come face to face with those. And that was a powerful moment. And I don't want to go back. I don't want to be that same guy. And that's one of the benefits and blessings of mission trips that we shouldn't overlook.
Well, think about what happens on a mission trip, Alan. We encourage people as before we go to pray that we would have opportunities. Well, we can do that now. We don't have to be going on a trip. We also pray that God would help us to see people. Well, we need to pray that now. God, help me to see the people. Sometimes we're just walking through our lives. We're kind of in a rut. We're driving the same path to school or to work every day. And we forget that there are people passing us. There are people involved in life around us. And so why not pray for opportunities? Why not pray that God would show us people, help us to see them? I have a friend that we've interviewed here on our podcast, Mike Kahn, and his calling is, he says he wants people to help to be seen, seen and valued. And why not pray that for us every day? God, help us to see people, see their needs, and help us to value them instead of just walking by them. That is a mission mindset to me.
Yeah, and it's important for us to cultivate a missions mindset. You know, I think there's a lot of pastors and churches talking about, well, we don't need to do missions. We need to be missional. So we need to, you know, think about our community, and we need to think about all those things. But I would encourage a church, it's not a one or the other. I think it's a both and. I think giving people the idea that we're on mission all the time for God is critical to church moving forward. But I would also say that when we have an opportunity to send people out, whether it's a family, whether it's an individual, whether it's a team, whatever that is, that when we can send people out, that it is something that can spark something even bigger in the life of your church. And it gives us a bigger perspective than just our church. And that's important. That's important for us. Too many churches get caught just on themselves and what they're doing and don't recognize what's going on outside their walls. So it's a both and, not an either or.
And the more that you talk about missions, the more that people will be open to doing missions. Our church, we have a monthly emphasis that we put on that we're going to do for missions. And so, you know, we put that out in front of everyone that, hey, this month we're doing this thing. Of course, right now it's Easter. This month our focus is on the Annie Armstrong Easter offering. Well, that's just an offering, but it's also an outreach time for us to minister to the people in our communities as well. So be looking for opportunities. And the more that you talk about missions, the more that you make it in front of people, the more that they're going to be open to living it out and going on a mission trip.
That's so true. That's so true. So cultivate that missions mindset in your church. Maybe you're struggling and you really don't even know how to get your people more focused on the outside. Maybe you feel like your church is a little inwardly focused. I think cultivating a missions mindset is a great place to start. Again, think both near and far, and don't exclude one over the other, but think near and far. And that's a great place to start. But we've given you these things, develop the Acts 1:8 mindset, present those opportunities every month, find ways to minister in your community, take your church on mission trips, and especially think family mission trips. Pray that God will call missionaries from your church and encourage people to live in the same way they act while they're on their mission trip. So those things will help you cultivate that. So Trent, you have any final words for folks today?
Well, we appreciate that you would take time to listen to this, watch this. Alan and I do this not just because we've got a lot of extra time and we're trying to fill it, right? But we do this because we have a passion for churches and their ministry staff to be able to endure. We want you guys to do well. We want you to have all the tools that you need in your toolbox. And so we do this to be able to help you. And so if you have ideas or things that you're struggling with, or you just think, hey, this would be cool for Alan and Trent to talk about, please let us know, and you can connect with us on our Facebook page at Enduring Churches, or you can email Alan at enduringchurches.consulting or Trent at enduringchurches.consulting, and just let us know how we can continue to encourage you and help you to grow.
Yeah, and Trent, I just want to make a little confession before we end this one today. You gave me a lot of credit for today's notes, but it actually came from a listener. It's just that listener was near and dear to you and had sent me an email with this because she probably didn't trust you with it. So she got it to me. But I want to thank you, your wife, Dana, for sending us this note today. So I just thought that'd be a funny little thing to end this on today. But anyway, so grateful for her and that she is here to help us help you endure. So thanks, and we look forward to catching you on our next episode.